Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading today comes from Acts chapter 17, verses 22 through 31. Paul stood in front of the Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects of your worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What, therefore, you worship is unknown. This I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made by human hands, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mortals life and breath and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as even some of your own poets have said, for we too are his offspring. Since we are God's offspring, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of mortals. While God has overlooked the times of human ignorance, now he commands all people everywhere to repent, because he has fixed a day on which he will have the world judged in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed. And of all this, he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead." Word of God, word of life.
Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard. Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard.
Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard. Our God has kept us among the living and has not allowed our feet to slip. For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us just as silver is tried. You have brought us into the net. You laid heavy burdens on us, on our backs. You have let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us out into a place of refreshment. I will enter your house with burnt offering, and I will pay you my vows, those that I have promised with my lips and spoke with my mouth when I was in trouble. I will offer you burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of rams. I will give you oxen and goats.
Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard. Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard.
Come and listen, all you who believe, and I will tell you what God has done for me. I called out to God with my mouth and praised the Lord with my tongue. If I cherished evil in my heart, the Lord would not have heard me. But in truth, God has heard me and attended the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not rejected my prayer and not withheld unfailing love from me.
Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard. Bless our God, you peoples, let the sound of praise be heard.
The second reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 13 through 22. Who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey. When God patiently waited in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from John, the 14th chapter, beginning with the 15th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. We continue with the 26th verse. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I hope you don't mind this morning. I really need to get a little more comfortable, okay? The stole's heavy, like I said. There's a lot being carried around on that stole. So I just need to take a break. Need to relax for a moment. It's been a crazy week. So I need to take just a couple minutes. Bear with me. I don't usually get to be relaxed when I preach. Pastor Rod's not here, so I can get away with a little bit more. So I'm getting comfortable. I'm going to get in my comfy chair. Something's not right. What's missing? Oh, yes. Well, if we're really going to be comfortable, we better come on over here. Get a nice warm blanket. Yes, it's pink. Yes, it's Zoe's. But she has a lot, so don't worry. If it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me. Nice and comfortable. Yep, this is yours. That's right. But you got more where this came from. Comfortable. Comfortable. Missing something. Can't be comfortable with just a blanket. A pillow. Pillows. Pillows are comfortable. Today, Larry Boy will be a pillow. Comfortable pillow. Comfortable companion. But those that know me know that's not quite enough. What do I need to be truly comfortable and relaxed? Well, that would be the old ball cap, I suppose. There! Comfortable, comfortable, comfortable. If you don't mind, I'm going to take about five. I'll see you in five. Comfortable. Feels good. Nice and comfortable. But you know, something is missing. something. I just need something, because I know none of this is going to last forever. I'm going to have to get out of this chair eventually. I can't sit here the rest of the service. This blanket, it's going to get really warm, especially with the alb. I'm going to have to get up eventually. This blanket, it's going to be loved. It's going to wither away long time from now, I hope, because it's hard to find these. But it's going to wither away and go. Larry's going to wear out. He's going to lose his stuffing. My hat's going to fade in the sun because I wear it too much. This chair, if I sit in it too long, is going to break underneath me. Eventually, everything's going to break. It's just not good enough. Something's missing. I need something completely permanent, something more permanent. It's going to all fade away. Some of those things on earth are wonderful. They bring me lots of comfort. I can see around the room. There's some people with blankies. There's some people with hats. There's some people with their favorite coats, their favorite toys, favorite shirts. They're comfortable. They might even have their cell phone in their pocket because it makes them comfortable. They feel naked without it. There's plenty on earth that makes us feel comfortable. But we need something more permanent in our lives to comfort us at all points. Something that won't move when I get out of my chair. This chair is just going to be here. I'm going to put it away. It won't bring me comfort forever. And that's where we find the disciples today, don't we? Yes, they find them there in the gospel. They have had a comfort of Jesus for quite a while now. He's been there talking to them, stumping the church leaders. He's done some healings. He's taught his disciples what really is going on in the world. Things they had never known before. What a comfort to have Jesus with you in person, to answer the hard questions, to heal, to explain all the things about the kingdom. And a bonus, somebody to actually explain the parables. They're hard. They really are. Jesus was there. He wasn't going anywhere for a bit, and it felt like they were probably under that blanket, sitting in the chair. They were comfortable. They had him safe, secure. Nothing was going to change. But Jesus, in just a few verses earlier from where we are today, says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. This is taking place during the Last Supper, and he's telling them, I'm going to go die for you. I'll be with you a bit longer, but soon I'm not going to be here as you've always known, as a human. Things are about to change, never be the same again. And that comfort the disciples may have had was gone. Deteriorated, unraveled. Everything that had made them totally comfortable in that moment was about to change. The comfort was worn out as Jesus was physically not going to be right in front of them any longer for soon. So what now? What can they expect? They're going to be left alone, maybe even lost, unsure about where to go next. Who's going to answer their questions? Keep them on the right path. But this is Jesus' response. In that moment, that loss of comfort, that realization, he says this, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. Not for a short amount of time, but forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you, and I will not leave you orphaned. Jesus does not leave us alone, orphaned. He gave us an advocate, someone to speak on our behalf, to publicly support us, to even plead for us, to be with us. Or another name could be Comforter. Jesus goes on a few verses later, and I added these to the gospel for today. And he goes in more in depth about the advocate. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. And remind you all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. What a comfort. What a comfort to have in this advocate. To speak on our behalf, even though we don't deserve it in our sinful lives and we fall short. And it will speak to us not in secret, but publicly. Even plead for us when necessary. Continues to walk with us daily, reminding us all that Jesus said and what Jesus did for us. Reminding us in those words that Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. Wow! How long has it been since I preached? Really? We forgot how that went. Christ is risen, and he's risen indeed. Hallelujah. That's right. Reminds us of that. It's still the Easter season. You're not getting away with it. It's still there. It reminds us of that all the time. Continues to teach us. It will continue to learn every day with us. Remind us daily of how Jesus is at work in the world around us and in our lives. Sometimes the advocate will even push us to do things we never thought we would do or could do. It's a comforter that will never go away. And Christ never goes away either. He's with us today and always. As I said before, those earthly things that bring us comfort, and they absolutely do. They make us feel safe and secure, comfortable. They'll pass away. Loved ones will pass away. Chairs will break. Blankets and toys will wear out. We'll go searching for something else to take its place. But there's one comforter that will never leave us and never wear out. The advocate and Jesus Christ. They continue to go with us daily. They don't leave you abandoned. They are with you, and they can never be lost. This comfort is what the good news is with us in the good times and the bad, our happy times and our sad times. It will never stop being there, and will never be orphaned. What an amazing comforter that is, Spirit and Jesus. The amazing promise that they give us, forgiveness of sins, grace, life everlasting, and the promise that we'll never be alone again. Never. We'll be with you forever. Listen to the lyrics of the hymn of the day that we're about to sing and hear those words about Christ and the Spirit will raise you up and continue to comfort you and hold you in the palm of their hands, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's a comfort that will be with you always. And that's the kind of comforter I'm glad to have in my life, one that will never go away. Thanks be to God for that comfort, that peace, that promise that Jesus gives us and is in our hearts today and always. Amen.
With the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Rejoicing in the risen life of Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold all things in heaven together. You hold together all things in heaven and on earth. When we find the earth a place of confusion, fearfulness, hostility, and anger, we pray that you will bring stillness to our hearts and guide us into knowledge of those things that make for peace. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and ever-living God, you hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children. Give us this day our daily bread. We understand that our daily bread consists of all that is needed for this life: food and clothing, home and property, work and income, a devoted family, an orderly community, good government, favorable weather, peace and health, a good name, and true friends and neighbors. With thankful hearts, we acknowledge these gifts of yours. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and ever-living God, You hold together all things in heaven and on earth. In your great mercy, receive the prayers of all your children and give to all the world the spirit of your truth and peace. As your children, help us to understand that regardless of our nationality, our color, our sex, our age, or religion, we are all sisters and brothers by another mother. As your children, may we work for and find peace and love within this, your family. Lord, in your mercy. With thanksgiving, we remember those who have died, especially Rodney and Nancy. Inspire us by their witness to your love. We live in the assurance that the dead rest in your safekeeping until you awaken them from their sleep. Bring us into your eternal presence to live with you forever. We lift before you the names of those we know who need assurance that you hold them in your love and that you know their names. Join with me now in the names listed in your bulletin. Michaela, Judy, Lois, Sonia, Amy, Janet, Ione, Strauss, Tim, Marge, the family of Rodney, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Magianas, missionaries Joni, Josephine, and Amos, and the family of Nancy. Lord, in your mercy. It is our prayer that as we live each chapter of our lives, that you will be found at the center of our storied days, and that your grace will abound as that of a loving parent with a young child when we rise and stumble and fall and rise again. That your forgiveness will be ever faithful as we fail and falter. Lord, in your mercy. Joining our voices with the faithful ones in every time and place, we offer our prayers in the name of the risen one, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you with grace and mercy. And the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia.